Hi! This week our children did the preaching, explaining their spiritual gifts and how they expressed them. The Bible verses were read by Laura. Then you'll hear Caitlin speaking about her gift of mercy, Rosie speaking about her gift of evangelism, and Olivia speaking about her gift of encouragement. I pray you'll be challenged and blessed today as you listen to them.
Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. God brings the best out of you. We are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of the chosen people. Each of us find a meaning and a function as a part of a body. So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvellously functioning parts of Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we're made to be without endlessly or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching and give encouraging guidance and be careful that you don't get bossy. If you put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face and discover beauty in everyone.
It makes me feel sad when I see homeless people because they have no home, food or money. I want to help these people and think that we should go to the shop and buy them a sandwich or a ready meal. This makes me feel happy because I think it makes the world a better place. I have two friends at school called Leah and Freya. Earlier this year, they had an argument, and this made me so sad that I cried. So I told the teacher and did the right thing because I wanted them to be friends. After that, I felt happy because now I get to play with them together, not separately.
Today I'm going to talk about evangelism and how I've been influenced in doing that. And I believe it's one of my spiritual gifts. In school, we've been learning about people who have been influenced by God. The person we've been learning about is John Newton. He was a slave trader, but then had a change of heart and fought to abolish slavery. As I heard his story, I felt really challenged by him. On a stormy night, he fell down to his knees and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." His life was changed. He spread the good news about God and wrote the famous song Amazing Grace and had a massive impact on the world at that time. But his story continues to have impact, so that challenged me to do the same. Did you know that on the first Friday of June, it's National Donut Day? Well, on that day, I came into class with some donuts for my teachers and classmates to tell them about the Salvation Army Donut Lassies. They made donuts for the troops during the war to help them feel better and to show the love and care of God. Then, after assembly, my teacher asked me to talk about the Salvation Army and what a Christian does and is. I talked about it for quite some time and lots of people asked questions. It says in the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. I believe evangelism is one of my spiritual gifts. I enjoy the challenge and I feel like I'm doing something that is making a difference in someone's life. You can be an evangelist too. You just have to have the courage to do it.
I've been asked to talk about encouragement. There are a lot of ways to encourage people, and here are some examples that I have experienced. We had sports day a few weeks ago, and we had to do 2 laps of the track, and my friend was struggling, so I was cheering her on. Another example was when we had new pupils day. I knew someone out of school who was coming, and she was very nervous, so I texted her to check she was okay the night before. Another example is when I'm playing football, I encourage people to pass and run a lot more. And finally, when Molly's class were running, someone couldn't do it, so I ran with him, and at the end I told him how well he did, and his mum really liked it. It is not just about recognising, but other people recognising too. When I encourage people, it makes me happy and glad that I have made a difference. The church has been such a help with all the music and different things. I'd like to thank Auntie Lucy, Auntie Anna, Keith and Talitha and Jess for encouraging me. My mum and dad encourage me every single day to be better. They encourage me to do my homework so I can get better at school, do my music practice so I can sing and play the best of my ability. They teach me to tidy my room, to be polite and to try hard at sports. I think that these things are types of encouragement. They are encouraging me to be the best I can be. This tells me that there will be lots of different ways to encourage people. The Bible backs this up. It mentions encouragement many times. My favourite verse is from Thessalonians, and it says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up." I would ask you to join me in trying to do that this week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.